This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Past 7 after the hour, the weekly review of the hot hits in talk radio. News talk radio is our focus. This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen, along with Michael Harrison, who is the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, which you can find at talkers.com, where Talkers Radio is, Talkers Television. This is the source. This is the Bible of information that concerns this fascinating format, number one on the radio. News talk radio conversations about the issues of the day, of the week. So we have the top 10 people listed who are on the top of mind for this week and the stories, the topics. So let's go through those, Michael. And then, as is our case, as is our want, we may somehow digress from some of these things. But clearly, we will make this an informative, entertaining hour of conversation. That we
that
promise.
That is our mission.
Yes, it is.
Yes, right. And it's good to be back here at the Talkers Communication Center. I've been on the road, and I'll share some of my adventures with you as well. It's been a busy week for me. In terms of stories on news talk stations, such as the ones that our listeners are engaged with at the moment, here we go. At number 10, we have the Cavaliers won the NBA title in a storybook finish. An amazing sports tale. And, of course, Major League Baseball action. At number 9, the Led Zeppelin court case. At number 8, the Representative Fatah conviction. At number 7, the Secret Service officer's Clinton book. At number 6, the Iran sailor's capture case. At number 5, Freddie Gray cop cleared. At number 4, the Brexit vote. At number 3, the Supreme Court of the United States immigration ruling. At number 2, gun legislation push. Big doings at the Capitol. And the investigation continues into the Orlando massacre, tied at number 2. Number 1, the presidential race, which includes many of the topics that we've just talked about. On the people list, we have LeBron James at 10. We have Chaka Fatah at 9. Gary Byrne at 8. Kyle Moses at 7. Caesar Goodson Jr. at 6. John Lewis at 5. Omar Mateen at 4. 3 is Hillary. 2 is Donald. And number 1 is the President of the United States, Barack Obama. It's a mushy chart. All these topics kind of flow into each other. And having been on the road, I didn't have my front row seat on the news. I was in radio land. So I'll let you fill me in on what happened this week.
Well, I'm looking at the list of, first of all, my comment on the people list this week is that half of them could be NBA players. Those names, when you look at the names that are there, maybe even more, all of them, with the exception of Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump, who we know couldn't play basketball. But I saw an interview with Barack Obama and a kid that plays for San Francisco. Is a Steph, what's his last name?
Oh, Stephen Curry.
Curry, that's right, yeah.
Yeah.
I thought that
brother,
was pretty
right, Stephen?
Interesting. Yes, right. Everybody whose name's Stephen is related to me in some way, shape, or form.
Stephen Curry was the most amazing basketball player of all time for the last 2 years until he ran into LeBron James.
Well, here's the thing that I find most interesting about separating the two of them along any number of lines, including what they get paid. My son, who is he could have been a professional basketball player had he not broken both of his wrists. You've met him. You have seen him. He's tall. He loves basketball. I've been playing it since he was in junior high school. And he said, as a student of this, that the folks in Cleveland are getting a good deal with LeBron James. And so I probed him on that. He came here for Father's Day, so we were on the couch watching the game. I said, what do you mean by that? He said, do you understand how much money LeBron James is responsible for bringing to this team? And, you know, I'm thinking about some of the other guys that played in Boston for the Celtics and the jerseys that were sold, and stuff that used to be around. But now it's like this is a big ancillary business, buying all of the things that represent LeBron James. So apparently he's getting paid $30 million a year now, Michael, because of the salary cap. But if there were no salary cap, LeBron James would make $60 million
right.
because
That's
of
why
what he contributes.
He has to tighten his belt this year because he's had a bad year, you know, financially.
Yeah, the 30
in fact, I feel sorry for him.
Yeah. How do you?
Well, I mean, he doesn't make what he deserves, the poor guy, underpaid.
Shame, isn't it? But think about that. And the conversation on Sports Talk Radio that you hear from time to time anyway, the issue of what these people get paid, and there's a jealousy factor on one side, there's a greed factor on the other side. But I always find it interesting when listening. I also find myself listening more to Sports Talk Radio lately than I used to.
Well, that doesn't surprise me. Sports talk radio is very entertaining.
Yeah, it is entertaining. But then it gets down to a lot of Dems at decent dose. And even on my Good Day program this week, we got off onto a tangent about women doing sports talk radio. And I remembered Nancy Dunedin. I want to say Nancy Dunedin.
Donnelly.
Remember her?
Nancy
Dunedin,
right. The fabulous sports babe. Yeah,
fabulous
she was a pioneer.
Yeah, she was. But I don't know of anybody else around now. I saw something in Talkers this week about a woman who's been, and I don't remember her name, honestly, who has gotten a job as a co-host on a sports talk station. I think the article pointed out that there aren't many, and I'm thinking there aren't any women who are at the moment doing sports talk. You're right. Nancy Dunn, whatever her name was the forerunner of this. I'll tell this story, and then I'm out. Like they done on Shark Tank, I'm out. She and I were in line at a talkers convention once a number of years ago, and we were getting our credentials. And so she was behind me, and she was talking to somebody, and she realized that she had to be, and she was on a panel or something, I don't remember what it was, but she literally pushed me out of the way to get up front in the line. She said, I got to get up to the front of the line. And she was a short, kind of a tanky-looking character. And she, no hesitation whatsoever. She said, get out of my way, pushed me out of the way, and went to the front of the line so she could get her credentials and go do what she was supposed to do. That's my fabulous
isn't that interesting?
Sports
thing. Well, she's a real reporter. I mean, you've got to be that way to be able to compete. A man could have easily done that.
Yeah, of course. Right.
I mean, now either she was being rude or she just is so used to having to push her way into things.
Well, that's the other side. That's a good point, you know. And women in that job, in those in that world, have a tough road to hoe. They're not respected, not looked upon credibly. Yeah, I think that could be part of it.
I think more. So, I think they're looked upon. I think they're looked upon credibly more so today than they might have been. I think there are some very good women in sports talk, both on television and radio. Amy Lawrence, who is the overnight host on the CBS Sports Radio Network.
Oh, I've heard her. She's great.
Is number 98 on this year's Talkers Sports Heavy 100.
Yeah, yeah.
And
I think she is, now that you mention it, yeah, I've heard her. She's very good.
Yeah,
yeah.
So that I have to mention that. I'm looking. There are women who as co-hosts on some of the top shows. I mean, look. It's a male-dominated field, but more and more women are involved in sports, not just in terms of the business of sports or the journalism and broadcasting of sports, but as sports fans. If you look at the makeup of the crowds at stadiums and arenas, just watch on TV when they show the fans, you'll see a lot of women. Now, some of them are there with their men, but you see the women are screaming and yelling and cheering, and I go to sport events. I've been to a number of NFL games, and you see a lot of women there. So I don't think that sports is the realm of men as much as it used to be. And this conversation would be incomplete if we didn't mention the rise of women's sports. Women as athletes is the real story. And some of the best athletes in the world are women. And we're seeing a big change in that regard. It goes down to the schools and in sports education, in gym class and teams. The focus is on girls as well as boys. And this is the new century, and this is the way it should be.
Yep. Well put. Thank you. Michael Harrison, who's the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, will talk about what's going on this week in Up Close and Far Out, which is his podcast. That's a part of what you can find when you go to talkers.com. 16 past the hour. Bobby, you're here again.
Yeah, my doctor told me to reduce stress at work, so I come to Buffalo Wild Wings to eat lunch and watch sports. I get to pick one of seven entrees, like sandwiches and salads, plus one of seven sides.
Well, I like sides.
It's so affordable, I could finally take a vacation.
Where are you going to go?
Here, Tim, here.
Introducing the new B-Dubs Fast Break Lunch Menu, starting at a new low price. Dine in or order takeout weekdays between 11 and 2. Participation and availability may vary. Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports.
We are a nation of overachievers. We didn't just send an astronaut to the moon. We gave him a buggy with big old knobby tires to drive on that moon. A freaking moon buggy. So why have we settled for mints that only cover up bad breath instead of getting rid of it? We deserve better. Like Breath Savers. It's a moon-shooting, buggy-riding mint with Nutrazin, which is scientifically proven to neutralize bad breath. Breath Savers. It's the overachieving mint.
After a rough day on the range, a feller can get a bit saddle sore. That's why I use Blue Emu Original Super Strength Cream. It works fast and penetrates deep to soothe my tired muscles and joints.
And he don't stink.
And I'll tell you one thing. I had no idea this stuff was so darn handy.
Blue Emu Original Super Strength Cream. Available at all major retailers. It works fast for long-lasting soothing of tired muscles and joints.
You won't stink.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, you know what business people hate?
Stale coffee?
Ink.
Right.
We have to have it, and it's so darn expensive.
Well, Staples just cut ink and toner prices.
Really?
Add in our 110% price match guarantee, and our prices are unbeatable.
Great. Know what else every business owner hates?
What?
Paper cuts.
So true. For unbeatable prices on ink and toner, Staples. Make more happen.
Staples will match price plus refund 10% of the difference at checkout for items from retailers operating online and retail stores. Limited time. See store at staples.com for details.
No matter what kind of allergy day you're having, relief can be yours with Nasacort Allergy 24 Hour. Its prescription-strength medicine effectively relieves your worst nasal allergy symptoms, including congestion, for 24 hours. Nasacort has no harsh taste, is non-drowsy and non-addictive. Unlike Flonase, Nasacort is scent and alcohol-free. For effective nasal allergy relief, choose Nasacort. It's guaranteed relief or your money back. Details at Nasacort.com. Use as directed.
Hey, it's a Butterfinger peanut butter cup.
Yeah, kind of a square, though, right?
Sure, square on the outside, but bold on the inside, thanks to smooth peanut butter with crispity, crunchity bits of Butterfinger.
Ah, it's so bold, it defies physics by being smooth and crunchy.
So bold, it started a peanut butter cup revolution.
So bold, it broke the internet with a pick of its cup.
So bold,
can we just eat one?
That's bold.
Smooth and crunchy Butterfinger peanut butter cups. Bolder than bold.
Hi, it's 19 at the hour, listening to the Talk Radio Review. Michael Harrison, editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. You can go to talkers.com and see the industry news covered. There are a lot of features. As a matter of fact, we're going to spend the next few minutes, talking about this week's event in Washington. Michael alluded to it before, the fair presentation. Immigration was at forefront, front and center, about 40 hosts were there, and it was very good timing because the Supreme Court announced their ruling, or lack of ruling, actually, when it came to the immigration plan put forth by President Obama a couple of years ago. States sued the federal government to keep that from happening. It's gotten all the way to the Supreme Court, and now it's getting kicked back, so the ruling sticks until there's another member of the Supreme Court, I suppose. But it was the number three story this week in terms of the research done by Talkers Magazine, so as such, we'll spend some time talking about the issue itself, the ruling, but more importantly, Michael's experiences at the fair, the immigration group that has an annual radio row in Washington to discuss this issue. A lot of heavy hitters. I'm sure you heard probably a lot of the folks listening to this program carry with them the information they get from listening to the host that go to visit these things, and maybe you heard Michael as well. So we'll go off on that in a moment here on this week's Countdown.
There.
There's nothing more enticing and intoxicating than the finest meat cooking on an open flame. Freeze-dried meat from NewHarvest.com is U.S.-grown, 100% all-natural with no extra fillers. Just grass-fed beef and free-range chicken guaranteed to stay fresh and delicious. Add New Harvest freeze-dried meats to your current food storage. You'll buy direct from the factory, not a third party, ensuring the best price and the highest quality. See all our products at NewHarvestFoods.com. That's NewHarvestFoods.com.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shot the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
All ears are tuned to what Michael has to say. Michael Harrison, editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. I'm Doug Steffen on this week's Countdown. The stories and the people that are on the list at number three on the Countdown. The rumor I made reference this a few minutes ago, Supreme Court issued a ruling that really wasn't a ruling. It just leaves things the way they are. The immigration situation and there's a couple of different things the Supreme Court did this week. But, Michael, let's talk about the immigration ruling and more as it plays into where you spent a day this past week at the Fair Immigration Radio Row, which they have every year, focused on what we're doing, what we ought to do, what we aren't doing, et cetera, et cetera. You did a lot of interviews while you were there. Maybe you can talk about some of them, some of the people that you were interviewed by and what the focus was of the conversation there. Anything out of the ordinary or what you expected?
Well, it's a combination of out of the ordinary, and I expect it to be out of the ordinary, so it's exactly what I expected. But it's always out of the ordinary. I was interviewed on 20 different shows in one day. This past Wednesday, I was immersed in talk radio. I was on stations far and wide, big ones, small ones, hosts that run the spectrum in terms of their opinion. Many of them talk to me about immigration. A lot of them just like to talk to me about pop culture and radio, because they just like to talk to me on the radio. I don't get too deep into the politics of the immigration issue, because I don't like to get too deep into politics other than the First Amendment. But I have found that among the conservative hosts who basically are supportive of immigration reform from one degree to another, let's just enforce the laws that are on the books, or let's build a wall and throw everybody out. I mean, it runs the gamut, that there is far more diversity among the conservative hosts on immigration this year than I've ever seen before, and much of that has to do with the candidacy of Donald J. Trump. Trump's influence on creating schisms and diversity within the ranks of talk radio's conservative faction is extraordinary, and I think it's a good thing for the radio format and for the country. It's one of the good things I could see in the Trump candidacy. But, a lot of different points of view. And
so which one carried the day? By the way, you were talking about right-of-center hosts. Were there any left-of-center hosts at this, or was it all
people? I don't know if there are any left-of-center hosts left on radio. Even Tom Hartman, who is the leading progressive host on terrestrial and online talk radio, says that there is no left in the United States anymore, that it's in terms of the media, that what we consider
left
to be
is not left,
that left is really center. And that, so no, there were really no left.
I'd like to have that debate with him. I would love to have that debate with him.
Well, why don't you have him on your show? He's a very, very accessible guy.
Yeah. I know him. I know him well. A lot of times he gives me credit for getting him going. In fact, he's done a lot of work. He's very much respected, I think, in lots of different ways. He's, I don't know, moderate, because this is the...
Well, the word that's used is progressive.
The distortion, I want to talk about this for a second, because it bothers me. The distortion that comes from those on the right about those who have disagreements with their opinions on anything, if they disagree no matter what, they're liberal, which is nonsense.
Of course.
It really is, and it gets distorted so badly
easily
by people.
All the time.
I can't tell you how many times, you and I have had this conversation before, how many times people, because I'll have a point of view, I'm not easily pegged. So if I have a point of view that doesn't toe the line, people call up, you dirty son of a bee, you're no good, you liberal, why don't you go back to Boston?
A lot of them talked about this. A lot of them talked about this at the Radio Row. I'll tell you more when we come back from the break.
What a great idea. Why didn't I think of that? 28 minutes past the hour. Michael and Doug here on the countdown.
Hey, everyone.
This is Life Tips with Geico.
Life Tip 1. Use a shower squeegee to remove pet fur from carpet.
Squeegee is also very fun to say. Consider it when naming a pet or child.
Life Tip 2. Switch to Geico and you could save hundreds on your car insurance.
With over 75 years of experience and a 97% customer satisfaction rating, they know what they're doing.
Geico. Get savings into your life. Visit Geico.com today.
You check things all the time, like your email every 10 seconds, or your ex's Instagram. But what about checking something as important as your credit? Well, Discover makes it quick, easy, and best of all, free. In fact, Discover is the only major credit card to offer FICO credit scores to everyone for free, even if you're not a customer. We call it the Discover Credit Scorecard. And once you know your score, you should check to see if your current credit card is the best fit for you. Check your credit. Compare your card. Go to discover.com/credit scorecard. Limitations apply.
After a rough day on the range, a feller can get a bit saddle sore. That's why I use Blue Emu Original Super Strength Cream. It works fast and penetrates deep to soothe my tired muscles and joints.
And he don't stink.
And I'll tell you one thing. I had no idea this stuff was so darn handy.
Blue Emu Original Super Strength Cream. Available at all major retailers. It works fast for long-lasting soothing of tired muscles and joints.
And you won't stink.
Safety, safety, safety. I'm saying it three times. Studies show you need to hear something three times to remember it. So remember, safety, safety, safety is important to me, me, me. That's why I love Grainger. Grainger has the products to help keep our facilities safe and people safer. Say it with me, kid. Safety, safety, safety from Grainger, Grainger, Grainger. When you think safety, think Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
If you have sleep apnea and you're tired of dragging around your big, bulky home CPAP device wherever you travel, what I'm about to tell you may sound too good to be true. MiniCPAP.com now offers a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. Even better, you can try Transcend absolutely risk-free for a full 10 days. Call us now, 1-800-940-5473. Transcend is the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. For even more freedom, you can add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. Transcend is so small and so light you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. It's true. You can enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere, anytime you want. Call MiniCPAP.com now for your 10-day in-home trial. 1-800-940-5473. That's 1-800-940-5473.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Now 34 after the hour on this week's Talk Radio Review, the Talk Radio Countdown Show. The stories, the hot hits in talk radio, courtesy of the research done by the Bible of the talk radio industry, Talkers Magazine. Its chief salami is Michael Harrison, who's the editor and publisher at Talkers Magazine. Chief cook, chief bottle washer.
Did you call me a chief salami or a chief swami?
Well, both of those things. I think both those things would be appropriate, frankly.
Wow, it's a salami. I like that.
Yeah, that's big.
A big salami hanging in the window of a deli with a big wheel of cheese.
When we were so rudely interrupted by things happening on your local station at the bottom of the hour, we were talking about left and right. We're talking about conservative versus liberal. Talk radio has been a bastion since Rush Limbaugh came on the scene 28 years ago of a focus on right-of-center politics. So we have had brushes with equality over the years, some pretty good hosts, and there were attempts at creating networks like the old IE Network and Talk America. What was it not? It wasn't Talk America. It was
Radio America.
Radio. No, Radio
no,
America.
it was Air America.
Air America.
Radio America is our friends who carry the show on many of our local stations.
Right. So anyway, there have been attempts But Radio America is right of center. Yeah. You certainly have the premier guys that are all right of center, except for, well, this Fox that is right of center, except for Alan Combs. See, I consider Alan just to be a good... That's the problem that bugs me, and I think that's what we were sort of going in that direction, and Hartman would tell you this too, and I think anybody else. The right guys who are insecure, who say that if you don't agree with them, then you're a liberal, are nonsensical. But then you get to guys like Combs and Hartman who have succeeded where others haven't because they're entertaining. And, I mean, I don't see any other way of describing it. People who are successful on the radio are entertaining. There may be a little more, there's a degree on that, and maybe you can explain it, the degrees of entertainment and how it plays into conversations that are political.
Well, yeah, I mean, and it, in radio we call it the X factor. You know, it's not just even entertaining, it's charisma, it's fascination, it's personality, it's how well you play the game in coordination with other people. I mean, it happens. Alan Combs works very well with conservatives. He creates a very good point-counterpoint situation, and that's why he's had, of all the progressive hosts in radio, Alan Combs is the most successful. And he's also the most maligned. He is almost in many circles a cultural joke, but he's no joke. He's a brilliant broadcaster.
That was the work of the Fox people who try to make him that way. I mean, that's why they selected him, not knowing, because they weren't very smart about how they did the research, that he was one of the most intelligent. I find him to be one of the most intelligent people that I've ever had a conversation with. He's very, very well-educated, very smart guy, has all the good reasons for backup when it comes to how he talks about the issues, whereas a lot of other people on the other side are just full of old shoes. They don't really have any backup. They just have the same old, this is because I... So when they put him with Hannity... I'm saying this is not Michael Harrison saying this is Doug Steffen's opinion. He was so much, and I like Sean. We all Sean, I consider a friend, like him a lot. But I think because he was a little green in some respects, and Alan wasn't. Plus, Alan's smarter than he is. I'm saying that he came across as being smarter than Sean in many discussions. And I don't know this for a fact, but I wouldn't be surprised. One of the reasons the show ended is because he made Sean look bad. Sometimes. All right, so I've said whatever trouble I'm going to cause.
I mean, that's your opinion. And
yeah, it is. You know, yep. It is my opinion.
Alan Combs was certainly a part of why the Hannity and Combs show is a milestone, historic piece of broadcasting history. I mean, piece of broadcasting. Mm-hmm. It was an incredible long run. It was iconic. The reason it broke up and it ended is there are many reasons for it. I wouldn't say it was because Combs made Hannity look bad, because I don't think that within the world that Hannity operates, he looks bad. I think he looks pretty good.
Well, he does look good. I mean, yeah. But I'm not saying that about looks. And it is completely my...
I'm not debating it with you.
This is completely my opinion. I'm just offering my opinion. For it. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not arguing with you. I'm not saying you're right or wrong. Yeah. I'm just simply pointing out my opinion is that knowing both players very well, Sean is one of my best friends in the business.
I like him. Oh, he's
and
wonderful.
And Alan is one of my best friends in life.
In life, yeah.
Alan and I go back to when we were in college radio together.
Oh, my
so
God.
So we have been...
He went to Hofstra, too? I didn't realize he
went
to Hofstra.
Alan and I met at Hofstra. Alan and I worked on little suburban AM radio stations together. Alan has been one of my two or three best friends since 1969. Mm-hmm. Way before Alan Combs was known. I followed his career, and I talked to Alan Combs at least twice a week. And Alan Combs and I are in business together in terms of he's a broadcaster on Talkers Radio with his Healed Planet show. I mean, he's like a brother to me. And when I see the image of Alan Combs out there and people tell me, oh, I hate him. You know, he's ugly and I hate what he stands for. Oh, you know.
How do you control yourself?
I know better. I know better. Yeah. I also think Sean Hannity is one of the greatest guys in this industry. By a mile.
Fabulous guy.
See, but I don't judge people by politics. Because to me, politics is just one aspect of life. And we're at a time now where people are judging people by politics. And that's horrible.
Well, I think I've recounted this to you before. You and I, over the years, I think I introduced you to Ellen Ratner a long time ago when she first came to me, wanted to do radio stuff, and she was a character, and I thought she had something, so put her on the air, and then she started to spread her wings and created a good little business for herself, and you and she have worked together. I will never, ever forget when she brought me to some event in Washington with some of her pals. Ellen is very left of center on most issues, and she introduced me to her friends as her only Republican friend. And I thought to myself, I laughed a little because at the time I was much more political on the air and a Republican, neither of which am I at now. But the fact she said, some of my friends, she would tell this group of people were heavy hitters from Washington, and she said that she actually had some friends, she admitted. She said, some of my friends are Republicans. And talk about Mondo Bizarro.
Yeah, well, you know, these people that live inside the Beltway become mentally ill with this.
Oh, God.
The people that live inside the Beltway who are in politics and or media that deals with politics, they become very one-dimensional and boring. They just live in this world of wonkism and one-upsmanship and categorization, and it's disgusting. And I'm not saying yelling at this. I'm just saying it is.
No, it's disgusting. You're right. It is.
You know, I can't be in Washington D.C. very long because it's a creepy atmosphere to me.
Used to be my second favorite American city behind Los Angeles. Not anymore. I find it to be heavy, and you're right, it's not pleasant to be there anymore because everything is so difficult to work through. In a moment, Michael is going to take us on a psychological exploration of what's going on the Internet as far as talk is concerned with Dr. Joy Brown, who is the focus of his Up Close and Far Out podcast. You can check that out at Talkers Magazine, talkers.com, the Talkers headline feature up next here on The Review.
Have you heard? Proactive Plus is faster and better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway, and you'll also receive free shipping. Do you have troubled skin? Acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal, and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Don't miss this limited-time offer. Give us a call at 800-393-6139, because we're going to let a million people try Proactive Plus risk-free and get two free gifts and also receive free shipping when you call right now. You heard it. This offer won't last long. So call Proactive Plus now, and you'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial of Proactive Plus, two free extras, and free shipping. Call 800-393-6139. This is our exclusive radio offer, never on TV. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactive Plus with free shipping. That's right, free shipping. Don't wait. Call 800-393-6139. That's 800-393-6139.
Hello, this is Kerry Hall, America's healthcare advocate, with your health tip of the week. Gum disease. Gum disease is an infection of the tissues that surround and support your teeth. It is a major cause of tooth loss in adults. Because gum disease is usually painless, you may not even know you have it. Also referred to as periodontal disease, gum disease is caused by plaque. You know, that sticky film of bacteria that's constantly forming on your teeth. Here are some warning signs you need to know that can signal you may have a problem. Gums that bleed easily, red or swollen teeth, tender gums that have pulled away from the teeth, persistent bad breath or bad taste, permanent teeth that are loose or separating, any change in the way your teeth fit together when you bite, or any change in the fit of partials or dentures. These are all signals that you may have a problem, and it may be gum disease. So if you've got any of these issues or you think you have them, go see your dentist now if you suspect you have gum disease, because the sooner you treat it, the better. That's the way you solve gum disease.
Hey, this is Shaq. When I was playing ball, our team doctors helped me overcome pain with something called TENS therapy. And I see how Smart Relief is that same kind of therapy. You just push a button and whoosh. Smart Relief sends waves of relaxing pulses that immediately start blocking pain. Back, hip, knee, or shoulder pain. Even works for hours after you turn it off. Man, this Smart Relief is so smart, they should call it Shaq Relief. Ooh, I like that one. Somebody write that down for me. Turn on Smart Relief and turn off pain. Get my lawyer on the phone. I need to patent that.
Use only as directed. We are a nation of overachievers. We didn't just send an astronaut to the moon. We gave him a buggy with big old knobby tires to drive on that moon. A freaking moon buggy. So why have we settled for mints that only cover up bad breath instead of getting rid of it? We deserve better. Like Breath Savers. It's a moon-shooting, buggy-riding mint with Nutrazine, which is scientifically proven to neutralize bad breath. Breath Savers. It's the overachieving mint.
Geico presents Kathy, the Candid Realtor.
Okay, and right around here is the kitchen. Gas range, granite countertops, all those gadgets you registered for will look great up here. Until that toaster overheats and takes out everything in a 2-foot radius.
It's hard to know all that comes with renting a home or apartment. That's why the Geico Insurance Agency makes getting covered for personal property loss and damage quick and easy. Visit geico.com and see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
46 past the hour now. The Talk Radio Review, the Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen with Michael Harrison, editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. Michael decided when Talkers was expanding rapidly to do a podcast to actually get into the new world order of how people get their news and information, at least some people. And so this idea of every week coming up with an interview that taps into how, no matter where you are and who you are, you can learn something from looking on the other side. And you and I mean, you were talking about Alan Combs. I feel the same way toward you in many respects as you were. You know, you and I have been in business together. We have shared a lot, and it is certainly a week doesn't go by. I mean, I talked to you a couple of times a week, but certainly here we're together once a week. And we have a great sort of understanding of how each other acts and reacts to things. So as much as I've known you over 25 years, I didn't realize that you had this, because I have it, and I don't pay a lot of attention to it because people think I'm strange if I spend too much time on it. But you and I have the same sort of fix on things that are hard to explain. And thus, the focus, the up close and far out. I don't even like to call it far out.
No, well, far out, it's tongue in cheek. It's tongue in cheek. Far out, man. I mean, I'm always making fun of my hippie roots and my you know, crunchy
side.
Never
hippie.
I make fun of it because I understand it's far out and crazy and spacey, but I love that stuff. But I don't love that stuff as a religion, and I don't love that stuff as some kind of a fake facade.
Yes.
In other words, I am highly critical of people who are professionals in fields that I'm interested in. I dislike astrologers, for example.
Mm-hmm.
I dislike psychics. And I dislike people that are too gung-ho about politics, even though I do respect and enjoy politics. So it gets complicated.
All right. Give us 30 seconds on your up close and far out with Joy Brown this week.
Joy Brown and I talk about the emotional implications of the Internet, the dark side as well as the bright side, and how the Internet, the digital age, is enhancing people's nervousness, their short-term attention span, and depression, and it's very interesting. It's at upcloseandfarout.com.
Right. Or you can just go to, if you go to talkers.com, either way you can find it. Joy is one of my faves, been in this business for a long time, has lots to say, still does a great radio program every day. So you'll want to listen to the two of them have their conversation. Upcloseandfarout.com, or you can catch it at talkers.com, where you find the list of the top 10 topics of the week from Talkers Magazine. Michael Harrison with Doug Steffen at 50 minutes past the hour.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Are you retired or facing retirement and you're afraid your income is going to be less than you'd like? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and I want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current schedule, creating extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Are you one of the 70% of Americans that want to own your own business, afraid to leave the security of your current job to pursue your dreams? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current job schedule, creating extra income for you and your family by joining his crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com.
Counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
And the continuation here in the form of a review of the legal issues of the week. Stephen J.J. Wiseman, attorney at law, a great commentator on the radio, has a website called scamit.com where you can just review things that may be vexing you. You feel like you've been scammed, then go to scamit.com. Then there's the whole idea of him being a professor at Bentley, which I find very intriguing. And he's got a dog named Fred. All right, so let's talk about, we'll go backwards here on the countdown, the number of stories that have a legal connection to them. The Led Zeppelin court case, they were brought to court by the trust of this group that nobody even remembers. So there's no surprise here. But what kind of proceeding would this be? What were you thinking as you followed this Led Zeppelin court case about the ramifications of it?
It was pretty interesting to me because there's been a lot of litigation lately in regard to infringement, copyright infringement, intellectual property infringement. The biggest in songs, the biggest one when Pharrell Williams and Robin Thicke were found to have infringed on Marvin Gaye's song Got to Give It Up, which was startling because there they said they took the feel, not even a few notes or stealing the sound of it. And so it was going to be interesting to see what happened here, and the jury didn't take too long to come out and say that no, it was there was no copyright infringement. And this is something that these are often so much turning up in the courts these days that I think the courts have got to get a better way of handling this, because all music is built on previous music, and there really isn't the kind of copyright infringement that I think so many of these cases allow.
No, it's eight notes, for God's sakes. Do, re, mi, fa, sol, la, ti, do. That's it. Imagine, yeah, over the years how many millions, tens of millions of scores for, you name it, songs, themes from operas, the beautiful lullabies that come from Brahms. I mean, hello. There's,
well, some
eight
of those
notes.
Some of those are in the public domain. As I say to my students, you know, Mozart is no longer composing, he's decomposing, and therefore, you know, you can use his work. But you're right. I mean, there's some things where, you know, three notes taken and suddenly that's an infringement. So the law's got to catch up with reality.
That's you and your damn lawyer friends. That's what
I'm afraid so.
By the way, we find your dog charming. What's the dog's name? We always have
Remington.
To
yes, Remington probably needs to go out. He's a German Shepherd puppy.
All right, cute. Led Zeppelin gives way to Representative Chaka Fattah, who is a crook to the nth degree and needs to spend a lot of time sitting thinking about his deeds in the slammer. What's the story with him?
Well, he's going to he faces as much as 20 years in prison. He's going to be sentenced October 4th. All kinds of white collar crime here, as far as bribery, as far as stealing government money to pay back an illegal loan. I mean, it was just one thing after another. The investigation had gone on for about 8 years and ended up taking down not just him, but his one of his sons is already in prison now on bank and tax fraud charges related to this. You know, kudos to the Justice Department. They went after a member of Congress who well deserved it, and they got a conviction.
Yeah.
But, you know, hopefully other people in Congress will see this and maybe start acting a little better.
Well, at the end of the day, there still are those people who say, this guy, this is racist. You went after him because you're a white FBI guys and he's a black congressman. You just want to get the black congressman out of Congress. And that's, by the way, a part of the conversation with the Freddie Gray case continuing on. Now, number five, the judge cleared him.
Yeah.
The judge is black. I think
the defendant was black. The defendant was black. The judge was black. And the judge was the same black judge that had acquitted other officers. You know, very frankly, this is a case where what happened to Freddie Gray was horrible. What the Baltimore police have done for years is something that needs to be reformed. However, in this case, these guys were overcharged. The evidence did not bear out with intent. You take this guy here, he was the person who transported him in the van. He did not put him into a seatbelt. But Freddie Gray was agitated at that time, and it was understandable. You know, perhaps he still should have done it, but it was still understandable. And then the idea of this rough ride that he bounced him around on purpose, we saw that in the papers, but we didn't see that in court. And the judge was pretty critical of the process. Prosecution's case on this. So, you know, here's another case. The Baltimore police definitely needed to get better with this.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.